You are with Phoenix FM. We are here at Latitude Festival. I'm Nick Field, and just proving what a surreal experience Latitude can be, here I am interviewing a performer called Nick Field. Hello there, sir.
Hello, Nick Field. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Nick Field. How about yourself?
Not bad. It's good to meet another Nick Field. It's kind of a rare. I've never actually met another Nick Field before, so.
Neither have I. So this is quite an experience for us both. So now, obviously, you are not a crazy radio DJ like myself, but you're essentially known as a spoken word artist. So tell us about how you got into that originally.
Well, I started off just doing open mics. So about 4 or 5 years ago, I just thought, I'll go and try out doing some live poetry. And it all kind of went from there, really. I started getting booked to do sets, and then I got booked to do theatre shows as well. So it sort of grew from there, which is really exciting.
Yes, because you're actually doing a few different performances here as well. So I think the first thing you're doing is you're doing a play called Adventure Misadventure. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's a show that I've been working on over the last couple of years, and it's a piece that's kind of exploring ideas of travel through ideas of freedom through stories of travel. So I'm sort of I've travelled a lot around the world, so it's kind of ideas about what that means to travel and what it means to kind of explore the countries and to leave home and all these kind of things. And so it's a piece with spoken word and comedy and music as well. I play the harp in it. I do a crazy version of Dolly Parton's 9 to 5. I do a version of Living Joy's Dreamer as a kind of really beautiful slow harp ballad and things like that. So it's a kind of fun, crazy show that I think will work really well here.
You convinced me at the Living Joy cover. Yeah, so that track is a particular favourite guilty pleasure of mine. Yeah. Excellent. So that's coming up with Adventure Misadventure a bit later on, and you're also doing something with the Apples and Snakes Company. So tell us a bit about that. A bit of neuroscience is involved, apparently. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Apples and Snakes are a kind of spoken word live literature organisation I've worked with quite a lot, and they've booked me to do this 20-minute piece about neuroscience versus sexuality. Don't really know much about neuroscience, I'm going to be honest. So it's kind of based a lot on kind of skim-read research on the internet from unverified sources. So I don't quite know how accurate it is, but I'm hoping the poetic license will see me through.
I can see on your Twitter that you've actually linked to a few of these articles. I've clicked on them, and I'm like, I feel so sorry for you.
Yeah, it's really complex, but actually really fascinating. You know, it's been a really interesting kind of delve into this world that I've never really explored before. So it's a kind of poetic take on what neuroscience can tell us about being human, but also what art can tell us about being human, and where the two might meet. So it's sort of about that, really. And I've never done it before live, so I hope it's going to pop. And the Poetry Arena is huge. When they said Poetry Arena and I went there, they actually mean Poetry Arena. It's vast. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays.
Righto. Well, to be honest, full of stars, you can always turn around and say, look, there's a picture on me on the website with some rather strange makeup on, so... So, well, I have to say, your website does have a few of these with you wearing this rather unusual attire and unusual makeup. Where does that sort of image come from? Does it come with like the poetry with? How did that originate?
Well, I was just thinking about ways in which I could look at something more visual in terms of the performance. I think often with spoken word and poetry performance, people are kind of a bit dour, and they're often wearing kind of quite plain everyday clothes. And I just thought actually it'd be good to kind of look at ways in making it more visual and more exciting visually. And I've just always been into kind of crazy outfits and stuff like that. So it's kind of just a fun way of joining those two together. So I've got a slightly crazy outfit planned for tomorrow, which I'm quite excited about.
I'm coming for that alone. I'm not going to understand anything you're talking about. I'm just going to stand there and think, my goodness, I admire that man's bottle.
Yeah. Well, also for Adventure Misadventure, I worked with a costume designer who made this really crazy jacket where sort of fans appear from it, and paper aeroplane comes out of it, and all these kind of things. So that was really fun to work with. I think costume is just a really exciting way of bringing an extra dimension to the performance.
Excellent stuff. So looking ahead from Latitude Festival, what else do you have coming up?
Well, I'm planning on working on a new show. So I've done 2 one-man shows, and so I'm now looking at a kind of doing a third one, which I'm sort of just working on some ideas with that at the moment. So solo theatre, I think it's just a really exciting thing, and I've been working with a great team of people. So yeah, I'm just excited about exploring new ideas, really, and seeing what happens.
Righto, yes. Well, I think you're in a better position than anyone to take chances with this stuff. So yeah, it sounds absolutely fascinating. If you were to, what advice would you give someone who is looking to get into like poetry, spoken word, performance like yourself? What would be a good route into it, do you think?
I do think that open mics are a really good way in. I think it's particularly ones where there aren't any pressure about things like slams and things like that. I think it's good to just go along and do some open mics and just try out your work in front of people and see how that works out and what people respond to. And then I think keep doing those, and then eventually, you know, like people will start to pick up on that and people start booking people from open mics a lot. You get a lot of scouts going to open mics and picking people up and inviting them to do sets at evening. So I think that's a really good way in, and that's definitely how I started, and it just kind of built from there. So yeah, just be ambitious.
Good sound advice there, sir. Right, well, to finish off, where's the place that people can go to find out more about that Nick Field?
So if you go to my website, it's nickfieldpoetic.co.uk, and my Twitter is at @nickfieldartist.
Righto, well, good luck with the performances tonight, Nick. We look forward to going. Once we've got past what you're wearing, well, we're certainly in for a good show. And good luck with the future performances as well. We look forward to hearing more.
Thank you very much, Nick Field.
You are most welcome, Nick Field.